And a man that knows him very well, who's been on this show before, nice enough to join us again today. He is former Patriots OC, Notre Dame head coach. You can hear him on SiriusXM, his show airing it out. Here's Charlie Weiss. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
We're doing very well. Thank you for taking the time. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of people are asking your opinion on this today. What was your reaction when you saw the news that Tom Brady's retiring?
Well, I mean, mixed emotions, you know, not a huge surprise. Caught a little off guard, but not at the timing, but not a huge surprise. But after I was able to think about it some, you know, he certainly doesn't want to be a distraction leading into the Super Bowl. And if he gets this out of the way today, now we got a week and a half where we don't have to worry about where is Tommy Brady going next year? Is he retiring? Is he going to Tampa? Is he going back to New England? Is he going to San Francisco? Is he going to Carolina? Is he going to the Jets? You know, every day there's a different destination. And if you know this guy personally, you know that that's not what he's looking for. He's not looking to be the story. He likes to make the story, but he's not looking to be the story. So it really wasn't is not a huge surprise. It's inevitable. It was going to happen sooner or later. Probably caught a little off guard that it happened, you know, a year to the day from the last time he retired. But even in his retirement, he got to make fun of himself for. This time it was for real, and I thought I did find he was able to put a little of his sarcasm into it, which made me chuckle, to tell you the truth.
Charlie, the question is, and our host is having a difficult time believing that it is actually real, and I tried to explain to him.
It's done.
Yeah. He wouldn't embarrass himself and, like, unretire again and go through all of that again. He just wouldn't do it, would he? Like, I know he wouldn't.
No, not this time. I could see it in his face. I mean, all I had to do was watch the thing, and I know it's real. Because, you know, he's doing all he can not to burst into tears now. I mean, he was doing all he could. I mean, so you could tell that this time it's for real. Look, most people don't realize, you know, how these guys are family guys. They're like... I mean, does he have a lot of money? Yes. Does he have fame? Yes. Okay, but these are family guys. I mean, this guy, you know, loves being around his kids and doing stuff with his kids. This guy just went through a really tough year off the field where he went through a divorce. I mean, this guy jogs off the field, and what's the first thing you see him do after they lose that game? He goes over and gives his father a kiss and his mother a kiss. I mean, these people they're people. You know, we build them up to be, you know, superheroes, you know, something outside of the regular realm. I mean, you know, how nice is it going to be where he's going to miss game days now because he's such a fierce competitor, but he's going to enjoy all the time that he gets to spend doing some things that he just wasn't able to do.
We're chatting with Charlie Weiss on the retirement of Tom Brady. What was that one attribute that allowed him to separate himself from everyone else?
Well, I mean, that chip on his shoulder must have weighed about 1,000 pounds because he carried it from the draft back in 1999, and he carries it to this day. From that day forward, he was out to prove everyone in the free world that they were wrong. And I think that you could consider that mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Did you think when Drew Bledsoe went down and Tom Brady took over that this is where it ended up?
No. You know, you want me to be a liar and sit there and, you know, and say, yeah, I knew it all. No, I didn't know this is where it could be. Honest with you, that training camp, we brought in Damon Eward from the Miami Dolphins, who had been the backup behind Marino. We signed him. We gave him $1 million to come sign to be a backup quarterback, and we brought him in to be the number two quarterback. And in training camp and in preseason, You know, we played both of those guys a lot. We didn't play Bledsoe too much. And Tommy actually played a little bit better than Damon in preseason. So, you know, Bill sat down with me, and we talked about the depth chart, and we decided that it would be Tommy by an inch. It wasn't by a mile that he was even number two. Sometimes people say, well, was he really close to beating out Bledsoe that for year? And the answer is no. He wasn't anywhere near him. But, you know, fortunately, we had a good defense, and we played to that defense, and we started off taking baby steps, and by the end of the year, he's running a two-minute drive with no timeouts to beat the Rams and win Super Bowl 36.
We're chatting with Charlie Weiss, former Patriots OC, Notre Dame head coach. You can hear him on Sirius XM airing it out. How you mentioned the chip on his shoulder, and everyone's going to associate him with the Patriots. He had such incredible success there, so much longevity there. But winning that Super Bowl in Tampa, how much do you think that meant to Tom Brady?
Oh, it meant a lot, because how many times has he had to hear, well, you guys won because of Belichick? How many times do you think he heard that in his lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 9 zillion. 9 zillion times did he hear that, you know, the only reason why you guys won is because you got the greatest coach of all time. You know, so it gave him, you know, I wouldn't say validation, because he was already validated as a player, but maybe more vindication. Because when people were questioning him picking Tampa, he knew exactly what he was doing. He looked at the places where he could go, where they had a bunch of skilled people around and had a solid defense and had a chance of winning. And he picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who hadn't won in years. And people said, what's he doing? Well, he knew exactly what he was doing, and it played out just the way he imagined in his mind.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously worked out incredibly well that first year. The second year, you know, they had a really good team. This year, the team just kind of fell apart. But, Charlie, while you were watching him play, you look at his stats. You know, he threw for almost 4,700 yards, 25 touchdowns, only 9 picks. He had a higher completion percentage this year than he did his career average. If he was playing next year, would he still be a top 10 quarterback, in your opinion?
Yeah, he'd be a top 10. But he doesn't want to be a top 10 quarterback. He wants to be a top 2 quarterback. He wants to be the top 1 quarterback. So just by what you said, would he be a top 10 quarterback? Yes. Okay, but that's not what he wants to be. He would consider that mediocre. That's what makes him different. He didn't want to be the top 10 quarterback. There's a lot of quarterbacks that would love to be in that category. He's not one of them.
Charlie, how do you think his work ethic and his attention to detail will translate as an analyst? Do you think that he will dive in and exhaust all options on how to be good at it, or just how do you think it all works out?
Well, if you think Tony Romo is good with what he knows, okay, you just got your PhD coming this year now. I mean, because you got the greatest of all time. Okay, so there's a lot of people that, you know, have, you know, go out there and talk to, you watch the game and listen to them talk, and a lot of times, you know, when you're watching the game, you're saying, is that the same game I'm watching? Because if you've been really involved in the game, you know what's happening. There were things that happened this weekend, and I listened to the announcers and say, are they watching the same game I'm watching? So at least I'll know when we watch a game and he's doing the analysis, you can bet that his analysis is based on reality, not on just his thoughts of what he thinks we're supposed to have.
Are you at all surprised by that? Like, it sounds as if he's got an ambition to get into the booth and call games. Like, the contract's done with Fox. Is that something you envisioned and you pictured he'd be willing to at least attempt, is be a media guy?
No, I didn't really picture him doing that. You know, I pictured him running for president. You know, that's what I pictured him. I always thought he'd be a great politician. But I think that since I got him, and now I think politics have got so screwed up, I think that he'd rather not go that way. I could see where he could see where mentally he could stay involved in the game. It's the same reason I do talk radio. I mean, I don't really, you know, I don't have anywhere near the money he has, but I, you know, I got a few bucks, but I don't do radio because for anything other than it keeps me, my mind into the game. And I don't think any way he could just walk away from the game. You know, I think he has to be involved in the game. And I think this gives him an opportunity to at least stay involved in the game.
You can hear Charlie Weiss on Airing It Out on Sirius XM. Really appreciate the insight, and we always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, take care.
There he is, Charlie Weiss. He's got a few bucks.
Yeah, love that quote.
I got a few bucks.
He loves Tommy, doesn't he?
He's a big fan of Tommy.
He loves and has an appreciation. You thought Romo was good? Wait till you see Tommy.
The PhD. Yeah. I mean, it will be interesting. Because, I mean, Romo's a big personality, but and Romo's, his attitude is infectious on air because he gets excited. Watch this play happen.
But
like,
there's an impression, maybe we'll play it, of a guy that's impersonating what Romo does on the field. I'll try to get it to
I don't think I've seen that. But Romo's starting to take some shots. Like, there's some bullets coming in.
Right. It's because when he first started, it was his big thing, the reason he signed for $20 million a year, he was predicting the plays. That was his big thing. He's like, here comes an RPO there, Jim. And Jim's like, holy crap, he got it, Tony. And he's like, they did it. And it was just, people were like, oh my God, this guy knows what the quarterback's going to do. But I want Arad to find this clip of a guy imitating Romo, okay? And we'll play it.
Okay.
It's kind of a little bit different, but it's funny, and it's almost accurate.
All right. Yeah, listen, I think Tommy, his rep now is that he's not as prepared, he's not as on the ball. But I agree with what I still like about him is that infectious kind of kid-like attitude. And like, he's jacked up. Like, he's genuinely excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I'll take that over some guy who's got no personality but is incredibly analytical, right? Who's so smart. It's entertainment. You got to have life. You got to be alive. You got to be on top of things. So Romo, you know, he's not perfect. He got his bag. He got some money. Tony, like, Charlie Weiss might have a few bucks. Tony Romo's got a lot of bucks.
Yeah, and for anybody that thinks... There's already, like, the guy down in New York, Francesa, whatever, like, he's saying, I don't think this guy's going to be good. Just leave him alone, okay? Let him try to do it. Give him a year or a couple years. To say that you don't think somebody's going to be good at it is completely ridiculous, and you're just looking for clicks, because it's an insane comment. Like, Noodles and me, we left, what?
That's an opinion. I have had that opinion. I don't think he's going to be great.
Dude, how could you possibly say that? I never thought you would do that.
I've been watching him for 23 years. He's not a big personality. That's the point.
When I played hockey, I was not a booming personality either.
Valid. And maybe if he's got what you've got and he's bringing it to the table, then I will be the first one to... And I'm curious to see it. And listen, I have a fascination
with
Brady. I just
think I'm offended and I'm disappointed that someone of your caliber of a broadcaster would make assumptions that he's not going to be good. I actually think that's crazy.
I think that's
crazy talk. You are Francesa.
No, it's not about, like, Francesa's taking my bit, dude. I said this when he signed. I said, I don't know. Listen to Charlie Weiss. Weiss is like, I didn't really see him doing that. I've never looked at Brady and said, man, there's something, I want to hear more about this from Tom. He's always been guarded.
He was with the Patriot Nation.
Okay.
And then he started to let loose a little bit, but it's just to say that you don't think he's going to be good.
I hope he is, and we'll see, he's making a fortune either way, but I don't know. I mean, that's just an opinion. Listen, the guy's the greatest of all time. He doesn't need more accolades.
I just think it's so negative, and it's so ridiculous don't think he's going to be good.
I think he'll be good just because he just knows the game inside and out. Where I am intrigued by it is the departure from him with the Patriots to even Tampa Bay. He loosened up on social media. Mm-hmm. You saw a little bit more of his personality. You saw him get buckled and, you know, stuff like that when they won. Like, I think there's more there. It's just how much is he willing to open up? That's
exactly.
That's what I'm intrigued about.
And compared to guys in his era, in his stature, Peyton Manning's been a massive personality for 20 years.
Yes.
Everyone was like, I can't wait to see Peyton. What's he got? I want to hear from Peyton.
He's just kind of funny. It's not like he's a circus clown blowing up balloons or anything.
Of course, that's not what I'm asking for. But even Aaron Rodgers. Like, Rodgers, he's got an attitude. He's got a different type of vibe. But, like, Brady has been very clear-cut, military type of vibe, you know, on to Cincinnati. You know, and a lot of that, I'm sure, was Belichick-related. But, you know, we'll see. I'm just being honest over 23 years, you know, and that, we'll find out. I'm not even convinced he's going to do it. He worked the deal out. He may not even want to do it. He may decide to just pass on that. He might be playing next year. James Duthie will join us in about 15 minutes. Jerry's percentages. We will ask JD. Jerry's percentages in about 40 minutes. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.